back in Ireland, and if his Instagram account is anything to go by, that Ender Brady, you can have a look at him. He's drinking Guinness, or he has been over the weekend. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, and right now, actually, Ollie, I hadn't been. weekend, shall we say. Back in Wexford, just enjoying this, and a lovely morning here, actually. The sun is shining, and it's beautiful here. It really is.
Well, it's lovely that you can go home and have a good look around Ireland. Now, the Prime Minister is going to be giving a Brexit update amid talk of a plot to ditch her.
Huge pressure on Theresa May this week, Ollie. The numbers are racking up against her because Conservative MPs are looking at putting in a no-confidence motion. They need 48 letters to do so to trigger the vote. And if they get 48, and they seem to be very confident that they will have the numbers in the next few days, that would trigger the vote. And she could be out on her ear, and we would need a new Prime Minister in the UK to lead Brexit talks. So Theresa May today will update MPs on what's been going on, and the whisper is she's going to say Brexit is 95% done. What she won't be pointing out is the obvious. It's not completely done. The 5% that she hasn't figured out is what to do with the Irish border, and that is very, very significant, because here in Ireland, nobody wants Brexit, and nobody wants a border of any description coming back. So it's fascinating what's going on, but Theresa May's main theme of her speech today will be it's 95% done.
All right, Matt LeBlanc has left Top Gear, but a former English cricket captain is one of two new co-hosts.
Yeah, Andrew Freddie Flintoff, would you believe? He will be hosting Top Gear next year on the BBC. He does a lot of TV work, actually, and he's funny, he's good crack, he's good company, charismatic, and Flintoff will be adding to his TV portfolio because he already works at Sky, where I work.
Yeah, he also works here at Channel 9, Ender. He's one of the hosts of Ninja Warrior with... Have you got Ninja Warrior over there in the UK?
Yes, we have, actually, yeah. He's a busy man, and I think he's very, very good. And he's been a Top Gear fan, apparently, since he was a kid. So he'll be joining a TV comedian and host and presenter called Paddy McGuinness, who's very popular in the UK. So it'll be McGuinness and Flintoff. They'll be doing Top Gear, taking over from Matt LeBlanc. And I think, you know, they'll bring a real injection of humour into it. So good on them. Good move by Flintoff.
Yeah, great cricket. I loved watching Freddie play. Now, Mourinho has accepted an apology after those actions over the weekend.
Well, this was in itself wasn't great entertainment. We were watching here in Ireland, believe it. And Manchester United were just about to beat Chelsea. They were 2-1 up, seconds to go, and last kick of the game, Chelsea equalised. One of the Chelsea assistant coaches has celebrated wildly in front of Mourinho and ran off. Something was obviously said as well that the cameras didn't pick up on, and Mourinho sprinted after him furiously before being pinned to the wall by security just from being at the guy. Chelsea have now apologised. The new Chelsea manager, Maurizio Sarri, he said that he will deal with it in private, but Mourinho has very graciously accepted the apology. But hell of an end to the game, finished 2-2. And just to point out, Liverpool are still joined top of the league with Man City.
Oh, aren't you a happy fella this Monday morning, Ed, even if you've got a slight hangover?
Tiny one, Ollie. You have to come to Ireland, Ollie. It's brilliant. Come here someday, please. It's a wonderful place.
I would love to, Ender. It's on the bucket list, that's for sure. You have a good day, mate.
See you, Ollie.